Welcome back, and in this lesson we're getting into a very specific kind of vocal treatment in Ableton Live 12, Concrete Echo, a subsign workflow for old-school rave pressure. This is an intermediate D&B production move, and the whole idea is simple but powerful. We're not just making a vocal sound interesting, we're making it feel like a rave weapon. Something chopped, gritty, haunted, and heavy enough to sit on top of a fast drum and bass mix without falling apart. The sound we're aiming for is that tough old tape meets warehouse energy. A vocal phrase that cuts through the drums, but also carries a deep low-end shadow underneath it. That low-end shadow is the subsign layer, and it's a big part of why this technique feels so physical. So let's think like a producer first. The vocal gives us identity. The sign gives us weight. The echo gives us space, menace, and movement. And the arrangement makes all of that feel like part of a real record, not just a cool effect chain. Start with the vocal source. For this style, shorter is better. You want a phrase that's rhythmic, memorable, and easy to repeat. Things like concrete echo, rave pressure, no escape, or hear that bass work really well. Spoken word, MC-style lines, chopped radio samples, even your own voice pitched slightly down can all work. If you're recording your own vocal, keep it clean first. Aim for healthy input levels, somewhere around -12 to -6 dB on peaks. Don't record too hot. In drum and bass, clarity matters because the arrangement is moving quickly, and if the vocal is muddy from the start, it gets buried fast. Once the vocal is in Ableton, clean it up before you start destroying it. A good stock chain here would be utility, EQ8, compressor, saturator, auto filter, and then delay or echo with reverb handled on a send. That gives you control from the beginning. With utility, set the level so the vocal sits in a comfortable range, and if it's stereo but should be solid and centered, collapse the width to mono. That often helps spoken phrases feel more focused. Then use EQ8 to strip away what you don't need. High pass the vocal if it doesn't need any low-end body. Usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is enough. Cut a bit of boxy mud in the 200 to 400 Hz range if the voice feels too thick. If it's harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it's getting lost, a gentle presence boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it speak more clearly in the mix. The big thing here is not to overpolish it. We don't want a glossy pop vocal. We want something with attitude, some texture, and a bit of dirt. Now compress it. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually a good starting point. Give it a slightly slower attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the consonants punch through. Release can sit around 50 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for a few dB of gain reduction, enough to keep the phrase consistent and upfront, but not squashed flat. Then add saturator. This is where the vocal starts to pick up some grime and density. Try analog clip or soft sign mode. Push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and compensate the output so you're judging the tone, not just the loudness. This is a great way to help the vocal sit alongside distorted bass and drums without sounding too clean. Now we build the core of the lesson, the subsign layer. This layer is not meant to behave like a normal bass line. Think of it more like a transient instrument. It should reinforce the phrase, hit on key syllables or accents, and then get out of the way. If it sustains too long, it starts fighting the actual sub, the kick, and the breakbeat. The easiest way to create it in Ableton Live 12 is with operator on a MIDI track. Set oscillator to a sine wave, turn off the extra oscillators, and keep the level low enough that it barely stands alone. You want it to feel massive in context, not obvious by itself. Shape the envelope so it behaves like a hit. Fast attack, short decay, zero sustain, and a fairly quick release. That gives it that pulse-like movement. Then play just the notes that matter. Follow the root note of the track if you want it clean, or trigger it only on certain syllables of the phrase. For example, you might hit the sign on the first word, then again on the main accent, then once more on the final word. That's often enough. If you want a quicker workflow, you can also use a sampled sign in Simpler and trigger it as one shots. Same idea, less programming. As for pitch, keep it musically grounded. In a dark drum and bass tune, the sign usually lives somewhere in the 45 to 90 Hz area depending on key and arrangement. The goal is to add pressure without stepping on the main sub. To make the sign follow the vocal more naturally, try sidechaining it. Put compressor on the sign track, enable sidechain, and use the vocal as the input. Set a moderate ratio, a fast attack, and a release that pumps musically. That way the sign ducks a little under the vocal, which keeps the phrase clear while still giving you that low end. Push underneath. You can also fake an envelope follower style behavior by manually automating the sign volume or filter cutoff, or by using the vocal timing as a guide and only triggering sign hits under the words that matter most. In this style, manual phrasing often sounds better than trying to make it too technical. Next, let's add the concrete part of concrete echo. This is all about texture. We want the vocal to feel like it's bouncing off hard surfaces in a dark industrial space. Auto filter is great for this. Put it on the vocal or on a duplicate texture layer, and use low pass or band pass mode. In the intro, keep it darker. In the build, open it up gradually. In the drop, sometimes it's actually better to close it down a little again so the vocal stays gritty, rather than too bright. A little resonance can give it an edgy, metallic quality. For extra bite, add saturator, overdrive, or pedal. Saturator gives you controlled warmth and bite. Overdrive is harsher and more industrial. Pedal can give you a nasty mid-range crunch if that's the vibe you want. You can also use redux carefully if you want a more lo-fi rave grime, but don't overdo it. The vocal still needs to be intelligible. Now for the echo throw. This is where the sound gets big and classic. Use Ableton Echo on a return track or as a duplicate layer. A good starting point at 174 BPM is sync delay times like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback can sit around 15-35%, and if it's on a return track, keep it fully wet. Filter the low end out of the repeats, maybe low cut around 200-500 Hz, and roll off the top a bit too so it doesn't get fizzy and messy. The important thing is not to leave delay running all the time. In fast DNB, constant echo can smear the groove and clutter the drums. Instead, automate the send on just the final word or the last syllable of a phrase. Let that one word launch into space. That's the rave energy. That's the tension. That's the one word into infinity trick. Now build your space returns. One return can be a short room reverb, something like a concrete chamber. Keep the decay short to moderate, maybe under a second or just over, with a little pre-delay so the vocal stays up front. High pass the reverb so it doesn't muddy the lows. Your second return can be a longer echo haze. Put echo there, filter out the low end, and if you want a wider cinematic feel, increase the stereo width carefully. Just keep an eye on mono compatibility, because widened low-end effects can disappear or get weak when collapsed. Sidechaining is a big deal here too. The vocal can be gently ducked against the drums if needed, but the sine layer is the one that really benefits from sidechain control. Use the kick or full drum bus as the sidechain source so the sine dips out of the way on the heavier hits. That keeps the low end clean and focused. Now let's talk arrangement, because this style lives or dies on placement. In the intro, tease the vocal with filtering and space. Let the sine come in late, maybe not even full strength at first. A small pulse before the full phrase arrives can make the eventual drop feel much bigger. In the build, open the filter, increase the echo a little, maybe add a touch more saturation, and let the sine swell under the final bar before the drop. That rising pressure is what sets the whole thing off. In the drop, don't overuse the vocal. Leave space. Place the phrase at the end of 4-bar lines, or let it answer the drums rather than sit on top of everything. In DNB, vocals often hit harder after the snare or between the main drum hits, not over every single beat. In breakdowns, go darker and more haunted. Let the reverb tail out. Pitch the vocal down a bit if you want extra tension. The contrast between the breakdown version and the drop version is what makes the drop feel alive. And here's a great jungle trick. Chop one phrase into smaller rhythmic pieces. Take a one beat bit, a half beat, a quarter beat stutter, and pair those with the sine pulses. That classic broken vocal feel works brilliantly in rave and jungle influenced sections. If you want to speed this workflow up, group the vocal into an audio effect rack and map a few useful macros. Body, grind, space, throw, darkness, and sine weight are all excellent choices. That way you can perform the vocal like an instrument and automate it fast in arrangement view. A few mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the sine too loud. It should be felt more than heard. Don't leave delay on all the time. Use throws. Don't overprocess the vocal until it loses its punch. Don't ignore the key of the track, because a wrong sine note can make the whole section feel off. And always keep the low end mostly mono. A couple of advanced variations can take this even further. Try an answering machine style call and response, where one phrase is dry and upfront, and the other is degraded, delayed, and darker. Alternate them every couple of bars. Or try a tiny pitch slip tail at the end of a word, where a duplicate layer falls down a few semitones quickly for a dragging weight effect. You can also create rhythmic subpulses instead of a sustained sign, so the low end only hits on the strongest syllables. Here's a simple practice exercise. Build a 16-bar vocal section at 174 BPM. Use a one or two-word phrase. Clean it with EQ, compression, and saturation. Build a sign layer and operator. Trigger the sign only on the key hits. Add an echo throw on the last word of bars 4, 8, and 16. Open a low-pass filter over the build. Sidechain the sign lightly to the drums. By the end, the vocal should feel heavy, clear, and ready to lead into the drop without overcrowding the mix. So to recap, the concrete echo workflow is about three things working together: a clear vocal phrase, a subtle subsign reinforcement layer, and strategic echo and texture processing. The vocal gives identity, the sign gives weight, and the echo gives space and menace. When you arrange it with a DNB mindset, it becomes more than just an effect. It becomes a proper rave pressure tool. Keep it tight. Keep it dark. Let the low end do the talking.